Des Moines is her second Hollywood. It's Gray Drake's Movie Reviews, presented by the Diva Alchemist, home of the needleless lip filler, on Ken, Kurt, and Tawny on Star 102.5.
So, Gray, before we talk about the Fall Guy, what happened to you this morning?
Oh, dear. I was so unnerved in the darkness of our room to open my eyes. And I was thinking, oh, I have to be dreaming that there's these glowing teeth and a smile in front of me.
Oh, okay.
And then I was like, wait a minute, I'm awake. I'm actually seeing this. This is real. And then I got like that bolt of adrenaline that's like, you know, I'm going to have to like fight or flight. Then I realized that I didn't know my nail polish glowed in the dark. I laughed out loud. I was like, wow, what a way to find that out, Nutter. Boy, I mean, it literally took me some time to calm down because I was ready to go.
I was like, oh.
Okay, ghost smile.
Well, you've had a lot of practice watching movies over the years, so you know what's trouble and you know what to do about it.
Yes, thank you. I was like, danger, Will Robinson. Like, this is a smile from beyond.
All right, here's a clip now from The Fall Guy.
I'm going to be sick.
You got this. You're the one.
Why you gotta say that?
You've done this a million times.
And so have you. You know, you just jinxed it.
You just jinxed it!
Dan, I need to drive it in the car now, please. Okay, the tide's coming up. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Is that Jody?
Yes, it's Jody.
Did she say something about me?
Oh, Ryan Gosling.
Like, he has to worry about girls liking him.
Yeah, right. That's how you know that this is a fake movie. You guys, let the summer begin.
Okay. Excellent.
Oh, my goodness. So I saw this movie a while back and was sworn to secrecy, and it's so fun. Okay, so they watched this at the South by Southwest Film Festival, and everyone went bananas because it ticks all of the boxes. You've got Ryan Gosling starring as a stuntman, okay? And he is just, I think there's something spiritual in his desire to beat himself up, all right? And Emily Blunt is the woman that he was totally in love with until he got injured and became a recluse. And all of a sudden, she's directing her own movie. He gets a call to return to the stunt world on her movie, and her actual star that he doubles for disappears.
Ooh.
Yeah. So this is based on the TV show very loosely.
Okay.
This is a mystery that he needs to solve. The stunts are off the hook. They are plentiful. It is everyone doing them, and they broke actual stunt records in the making of this movie.
Really?
8 barrel roll flips in a car is a world record. It is an unbelievable scene, and it's like, also the box that this ticks, it's a movie within a movie. I live for that.
That's awesome. I am living for the fact that there are stunt world records.
Right? There absolutely are, and it's like, it seems like Guinness is like the only one that's doing the right thing and honoring stunt performers, because the Oscars just like still won't do it for whatever stupid reason. This movie just proves why it needs to be a category.
Yeah.
These people are so talented, they're so knowledgeable, they're skilled. This is an incredible way to bring us, you know, excitement and joy in the movies. They are too ignored for my taste, and Ryan Gosling is just the person to shine a light on this. The movie is touching, it's sweet, it's funny, there's a mystery. It's not perfect, but it is awfully close, and I am going to pay my own money so Steve can see this with me again.
Okay. Aw, date night.
Now you know what to see and what to avoid. Gray Drake's Movie Reviews, presented by the Diva Alchemist, home of the needleless lip filler, on Ken, Kurt, and Tawny on Star 102.5. Hear all her reviews on demand at star1025.com.